Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am Vroom Sean. This is Vroom Vroom Thomas. And Mason, who actually cares about racing games. And that's what we're doing. An interlude here, where we're going to give you the top five franchises we'd like to see get a racing game.
I'm in pain.
It's so we kind of did this, but we did this with fighting characters.
Yeah.
And, we
and
did do,
that was first season, wasn't it?
That was second
season. Second season. Right?
Mason doesn't know what season is any of anything.
We're in season 12 right now, aren't we?
Sure. We haven't grown any bigger. God. We did that. That was a really fun list. So when I think Sean suggested this,
we were struggling with coming up with a top five for this season, and this was one of my suggestions.
There was an ass-numbingly large amount of racing games this season.
Hello.
I mean, I contributed as well. I ain't pointing fingers.
Big bumping.
Somehow, despite Mason contributing most of them, you somehow contributed the worst.
I did.
That's an accomplishment.
Sean was like, hey, why don't we do top five racing games? Okay. As I'm putting together my list, I'm like, fuck me, there's a lot of racing games. And a lot of them are based off IPs I like.
And so we didn't really put a whole lot of ground rules on this one. This was really like limited games. If you can sell us on it, it's okay. Like, there's no like IP rule. There's no like, if it has like a really old game, you could pitch a reboot. Because as I said, there are so many racing games, and every franchise seems to get a racing game. So try to find one that hasn't is a little difficult.
Yeah.
So,
folks, Garfield got a racing game not too many years ago. Hello Kitty got a racing game not too many years ago. They're everywhere.
And then you have like things like all the Nicktoons have been in multiple racing games.
Yeah.
All of DreamWorks has been in multiple racing games.
Star Wars
has like three random racing games that don't count the pod racers.
A specific run of Ben 10 has a racing game on the Wii.
All right.
I couldn't use that.
So
is that Alien Force?
Yeah, it was Alien Force. Yeah, it was Alien Force.
All right, Thomas, you're going to lead us off on this list.
Okay, so like I said, there was a lot of struggling for me, and it was like, I don't know what the hell to do. So I just started going down things I liked. Spoilers: a lot of them had racing games. I don't have any honorable mentions this time. But there was one that I was like, yeah, you know what? That might be fun if I just do that. When I walked in, Sean was like, yeah, that has one. Fuck me! but
then I couldn't refind it, so.
So there's a possibility what he found was fake. Let me get the Universal Monsters in a racing game.
Yes. Are you the reason I thought about them for a while was because of the Scooby-Doo movie where they're all race car drivers.
That's kind of what I thought. So you could do a Scooby-Doo Reluctant Werewolf thing, or you could have Scooby-Doo tie into another one I have later on. Either one. But one, you could do go really funny cartoony with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, if you want an even more insane idea, make it kind of gritty. Make it kind of M-rated, like Death Race or something.
Twisted Metal.
Make every one of the characters, like, book accurate or story accurate.
Yeah, like, go full whole hog, just bad shit. Yeah, Twisted Metal, book accurate, crazy.
I think, like, legitimately it'd be, like, you can think of things like The Mummy using his raps to, like, pull you in and things like that. Dracula sending bats or sending, familiars or...
I imagine the Frankenstein monster would be in, like, a Humvee or a Jeep, but because he's so massive, the top is still off.
See, I was imagining in my head that Dr. Frankenstein is the driver, and he builds a living car.
Oh, see, that'd be kind of cool.
The Frank tank.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like Kit, but it's Frankenstein.
And then the werewolf just has a really shitty car because he's just a normal person. But when the moon comes out, it transforms like he does.
Or Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde is one car, and then you can flip to a different car.
Like it's two cars in one, and it flips depending on which version you are.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
I think the Universal Monsters would be an awesome idea for a race car.
That would be really cool.
Or again, you can make it like a really funny car racer where like maybe either the Wolfman or Frankenstein's monster is like too big for their damn car.
They're all in little carts.
Just
little tricycles.
Just for either one, the Invisible Man's the flag waver. So it's like, is he here? We don't know.
It's just a floating flag.
It'd be kind of like what we said when we played Muppets Race Mania, if they all had like individual powers. Like, you know, the individual, but you get power ups, but they power up for your individual attacks.
Yeah.
Or your things. Either that can either be kiddie or very mature, either way.
Again, now that I think about it, I kind of wanted to go more mature because I'm just imagining, like, you know, going full Twisted Metal. You're driving up and suddenly Dracula pulls out a piece or whatever.
I'm going to hit you with the bat gun. Ah.
That'd be really cool. I want to see what Van Helsing's car looks like now.
I just imagine that's the battle. You ever see Twister? And all the shit, like the fucking storm chaser shit, it's like that, but it's for monster chasing.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm down. I like it. So that's Thomas's number 5, the Universal Monsters. So I, with my number 5, I have definitely mentioned this before on a couple of different podcasts, but I want a Transformers racing game.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers,
robots in disguise.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers.
I figured that would be your number one. All right.
You have mentioned that.
I know I have. The only reason
I didn't put it on my list is because I knew you had brought it up.
Same.
The reason that Transformers, I think, would be really cool as a racing game is I'm thinking the power-ups would be that you could transform. So it's probably a little more kart racy in the way you play it, but I don't want like them in kart races. I don't want Optimus Prime transforming into a little kart. I want to still have your same vehicles, but I want like your power-ups, you transform. I kind of want more of like Twisted Metal, but more like not necessarily kitty, but not M. You know, like
not. So basically, you want T.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What I'm imagining is something kind of like a game that I might have us play in the future. It won't be next season, I think. Have either of you heard of Excitebots?
Yes.
Wii game. That's what I'm thinking of, is something similar to that, where like there's some segments where they are robots and they're running. That's what I'm thinking.
You could also have traditional just races and things like that, that, you know, they're just, you can have a couple of different modes type of thing. Like you could have an arena smash, you could have just straightforward driving, you can have kind of back and forth. But I think we mentioned it when we played Transformers this season. But the cars, the car mode gets forgotten a lot in Transformers games.
Yeah.
And I kind of want a game to focus more on that. And that's kind of, I think a racing game would be really fun, you know. You can come up with some dumb reason that, like, somebody is holding, you have to compete to win some random Transformers
items. Compete to win the AllSpark, yeah.
The cube of raceability or something like that.
Yeah. The
cube of speed.
My only hang up
is
with
it. Is that not what it's called?
My only hang up with a Transformers racing game is like you said, it would like the regular Transformers games don't focus much on the car segment. I think you would have the inverse problem with a racing game if it's not like if the robot part isn't like integrated well, have the inverse.
If you sell it and you say immediately that's what you're playing is a racing game, I think everyone would go in expecting that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Again, you can sell it. You can have still cutscenes where they transform. You can still have reasons for them to transform and different things. But
I don't know. Just make it like a story reason, like whatever his name is from the new Transformer show, that mad scientist guy invents a device like, you're locked in your vehicle forms. Click, click.
Yeah. Or I was thinking of something like, you know, you get a power up and like, say you're Optimus and you're in the race and somebody comes over on the front, transforms, you grab onto the other person and you start firing at them there and then transform back and ride through. Like that could be a power up.
A little bit like Crash type thing.
Yeah, kind of maybe a little bit kind of thing. So there's different things you could do with it, but I think that's Transformers true. Would be awesome in a racing game.
That is true.
All right, Mason. Number five.
My number five. So I went all kart racers with this, and
you didn't want all the like realistic simulation racing. You didn't want insert random realistic racing simulator.
No, not really. No.
that pained Mason to say.
So with my number five, something that you see get a lot of kart racers. Is animation studios. We've seen it with Disney. We've seen it with DreamWorks. We've seen it with Nickelodeon. It's a common thing. And I guess the animation studio that I want to see get a kart racer is PBS Animation.
PBS Kids.
Ooh. I want the PBS Kids animated characters all in racing games.
Okay. Yeah.
I want Arthur racing with Super Y, racing with Wild Kratts. I want that. Because I think that would be really fun.
I could get behind that. I could totally get behind it. You can bring classic stuff, you can do modern stuff, you can do there's so many PBS stuff.
The only thing is like none of them would be able to get hurt.
Yeah.
But, like, if...
But you could have a Mario Kart type game,
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't
know. And, you know, even if you want to get some of the real people... Like, it might be a little messed up now to put Mr. Rogers in a racing game, considering he's dead. But and
they've used him in the animation several times.
That is true. But, yeah, you could put Mr. Rogers in there, put the Odd Squad in there. What's the... Electric Company, that's PBS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you throw them in there. I think that would be really fun to see all of them racing each other.
I get behind it. I like team up racings. The entire franchises. I'm honestly kind of surprised we haven't gotten a PBS type racer at some point in time.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's because like they're more geared towards little kids, but
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I could see that being the reason, but also I think it's something that we should get.
Yeah,
that's fair. I'm just saying.
I think your reasoning is correct, though.
Yeah.
All right. Those are our number fives. Thomas, lead us off for our number fours.
Okay, so this is the one that I was running low on ideas, and I looked this up, saw it had a racing game, but it was for the SNES, and went, fuck it, I'll make it count.
I'm going to make my own racing game.
Do it live.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
I almost went with Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
All the classic Hanna-Barbera characters in there. Give me Yogi Bear. Give me Top Cat. Give me...
Johnny Quest.
Snagglepuss, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. You know, and you've got still Flintstones, you've got...
Flintstones, Jetsons.
How have the Flintstones not appeared in a racing game, considering they have an iconic car? How has that not happened?
I don't know, but you can have a lot of, like... Remember, a lot of the Cartoon Network shows were Hanna-Barbera as well, like, so...
Yeah, wasn't Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo.
All the cartoons were.
Like, Hanna-Barbera, yeah.
Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, Johnny Bravo, all the old cartoons.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Would you have it kind of more... What kind of cart... Would you have just, like, traditional kart racing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, traditional... Like, God forbid, no, I don't want a Twisted Metal clone. I don't want Yogi Bear to shoot Snagglepuss execution style with a shotgun. But, like...
Deadlier than the average bear.
But, yeah.
Should have brought the picnic basket.
Lord.
You forgot it. And now you're going to forget everything. I'm thinking just a typical car racer. Like, maybe the items... Like, maybe instead of the question mark blocks of Mario Kart, they're like picnic baskets. And that's what holds the...
Okay, okay. I can get behind it. I like this idea.
That would be very cool.
Quite a bit.
And, you know, you could race through iconic locations. Like, you're racing through Bedrock. you're racing through regular place because that would be Johnny Quest. That would be Johnny Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of it? Contribution.
Contribution.
I can get behind it. Hanna-Barbera would be a really, really cool, I think, make a really cool racing game.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it had one on the SNES, but they basically evolved. Racing games evolved a lot when they went 3D, so that's why that's why I was like, it's okay.
Yeah, that would work as a pitch because racing games did change a ton.
Yeah, in the jump, for sure.
Yeah. All right, my number four. I am thinking there is not even really a franchise. There's a movie that I think would make a really good racing game because that movie is all about cars and racing. We did it for the podcast over on Patreon, and that is Redline.
I would really like that. I would really, really like that.
I was sitting there and I was thinking of different franchises and I was like, you know, we did cover Redline over, you know, when we did it for Bleepy Watching on the Patreon. That would be really fun to play. Like the speed feeling, mm-hmm. the different car customization you could have. Mm-hmm. It could be in a lot of ways very similar to what they did with Podracer, but you know, bring it into a newer generation type of thing that I think it would be really fun and cool. Also might encourage people to go watch that bonkers movie.
It makes me think of basically like because we haven't gotten like a new proper F-Zero game since the GameCube. If that were to come out now, it would be like it would fill the shoes.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it would. But because
I was going to make that joke, I'd be like, well, you're just running the risk of making another F-Zero game, but Nintendo themselves haven't made one since the GameCube, so might as well.
But with all the cool, like, weird sci-fi elements from that movie and the wars that are happening
For some reason, I think it would be cool if you did a Sonic Riders thing where each car kind of is a different type. Mm. Like, say, if you want a car with wheels, like the main character, you can't do, like, you can't float across, but if you go fast enough, you can skip a river and use that as the shortcut or whatever, mm-hmm. like something like that.
I could get behind that. Yeah, I really like that. Again, I just think it's a franchise that, or you know, a movie that deserves its own video game spinoff.
I thought you were gonna say it was like we did it over on Bleepy Watching. Let me get a speed racing game like Sean exists.
I thought he was gonna say Collide. Anyway.
Anyway. Sure.
Anyways.
Never in the history of the universe will I ever answer any question with, let's do Collide, unless it's, are we going to light them all on fire?
And it's like, what do we want to light up? Let's do Collide.
The only hang-up that I can see with it is that a lot of the cars in that movie, they're very different sizes. You might end up with a balancing issue.
You can easily make that out. You can make some destroy. You can make this. You may be there, but they're maybe a little slower. But they can be. They're harder to destroy. You know.
Okay.
Again, that's a Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Mm-hmm. Thing. If you pick a power character, you can bash through certain shortcuts. But if you pick a speed character, you can grind on rails that the others can't.
Yeah, you just make it so like you're choosing which way you're going to go through the racetrack.
Okay.
Customize the tracks for whatever you want to do on them.
Like maybe, like I said, if you have wheels, you have to go up and around this wall. But if you have a really big car, you can just bash through it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. So.
Okay.
All right.
I can see that.
Mason, number four.
My number four. Something that I think a lot of people appreciate about different like mascot kart racers is the wealth of characters that you can play as. I'm thinking like in Mario Kart 8, which has over 30 characters at this point. They just have a wealth of interesting and unique characters to them.
Dry Bowser. He hasn't drank a lick of alcohol in months.
Sober Bowser.
But I was thinking, and I also went the movie route, and I was like, what movie is there that has so many unique characters that could be used for a kart racer. And this was pretty easy for me to think of because it already got a video game adaptation. I'm thinking Scott Pilgrim. I'm thinking Scott Pilgrim Kart would be really cool. Do it in like the style of the video game, but with 3D models, which I think those models won themselves really well.
Make it intentionally shitty, like PS1.
yeah, it intentionally. This needs to look like the Virtual Boy.
Yeah, make it a Super Mario Kart clone.
But no, I get behind it. All those characters would fit very much in a kart racing mm-hmm. game. You can just be like, oh, why are we trapped in? Oh, I don't know, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You can create a unique character to be the one that maybe you could call the author to be like, draw us a new character.
It's yet another goddamn remake of the same story, but it goes different, like the movie, like TV series.
Yes. Yeah. This time
they have to race instead of fight.
We're racing for Ramona's heart. Why is she racing too?
I'm racing for my own damn heart. No, I like it. I could get behind Scott Pilgrim 100% as a kart racer.
I'm thinking of like all the like those different environments that you see in the game that I think would lend themselves really well to the video, like especially like the dream sequences that Ramona has going through like the dream tunnels and stuff like that
that's true, especially really cool. The way the movie showed it, lot of them, you know, you could definitely see something being made out of it. And again, it Scott Pilgrim in a lot of ways celebrates video games, so why not have a central tentpole of video games, racing games?
Yeah,
I like it.
I think it'll work really well.
There's our number fours. We went cartoony on to our number threes.
Yeah.
What do you got, Thomas?
Fuck cars. We got all this.
You went out really strong out the gate.
You know what? Planes, automobiles, they get all the love when it comes to racing games. The third part of that category doesn't. What would a train racing game look like? So, I'm going to be honest, this is less the franchise racing game and more me trying to experiment how a train racing game would work. Because the franchise is obvious, it's Thomas. It's Thomas the Tank Engine. This is me trying to figure out how a train racing game would work, and I think I got it.
Oh, we're on the verge of a breakthrough here.
So here's how I imagine it works. It's all about strategy, not speed.
Mm-hmm.
A train racing game works, how the racing game would work for me is as such. You would pick your model, you know, you pick your tender engine or your tank engine kind of thing. And it would depend on which kind of engine you pick, what your strengths would be. If you're a tender engine, you're a big burly motherfucker and you can carry more coal and water, but you're slower and you take longer to slow down. And you have to slow down because if you go too fast, you fly off the tracks. So the whole game would be about balancing that kind of speed.
Okay, so it's kind of like what are they called? The little electric cars that are on tracks.
Yeah,
the little RC things.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Why can't I think of it? They're in Yakuza all the time.
I know. Yeah, they're on the. I know exactly.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like that.
But yeah, it's essentially like that. But
trains.
Excuse me. But yeah, you're using trains, and you get to select. Hey, do I want to take more coal this time and weigh me down, or do I want to say fuck it, we ball and go like a madman?
Okay.
And there would be different modes. There would be pure racing, or there would be hey, you have to race, but you also have to deliver packages or deliver goods or carry passengers, stuff like that. You have to do your job and finish the race at the same time. As well as there will be moments where if you act quick enough, you can flip these switches and take a shortcut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. I love it so much that my number three is Thomas the Tank
Engine. Motherfucker! Well, Sean, you want to add on?
Well, it only took how many of these lists have we done to get an overlap? And not only is it an overlap, it's an overlap of the
same number.
Spot.
I love it. And
we've got an overlap before we had soundtracks.
Oh,
anyway.
That's right, with the soundtracks. Yeah, but I played it up like it wasn't.
That's okay.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love this idea of Thomas the Tank Engine somehow being a racing game. My thought was kind of taking the idea as you have a goal to complete all your tasks type of thing, and who goes the fastest, which is, again, you know. But you also, as you said, you can't go super fast. You can't go around the turns going quickly fast. You might lose your cargo, or you might lose your cars. You might...
The passengers, they're gone.
So, like, you have to complete your goals, and there is a little bit of a strategy to it. Okay, which route am I going to take? Oh, well, I can't take that route. Gordon's on that route today. Like, you have to, like, plan it all out and kind of go through everything.
So something like that. You're mm-hmm. like, you just have to plan everything out. It's more strategy than pure racing,
mm-hmm.
but speed does matter.
Yeah. Especially if you're deciding who you're taking. Like, okay, look, we got long stretches of hills on this one today. I'm going to need Gordon to get
in. Or I'm going to need James because, you know.
And it depends on what your cargo is that day. You might not, like, you're like, oh, I'm hauling 20 cars full of heavy stuff. Thomas is probably not my best option.
We're going through the tunnels and I picked Henry. Oh, damn it, he stopped.
We Cascamondoletto'd him again. But yeah, I think Thomas could really work in some form of racing game. I just also want trains in a racing game. So, hi, yes.
Don't even have to be Thomas, just trains. Just trains. It's just called Trains, the racing game.
But yes, I said, I love this idea so much so, it's my number three.
Wow. The brain cell synchronization over here.
Mason. And mine is also Thomas.
Damn it, I was going to make that joke.
Oh, fuck.
What a funny...
now all three of our brain cells are synchronized.
Mason goes, so remember cars? Well, what about planes?
That already exists. It was on the Wii U.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what about Dane Cook Racer?
It's not even Dane Cook's the driver. The car has Dane Cook's face on it.
Oh.
Well, that's an image I'll never unsee.
I'm going to have nightmares.
By the way, yes, I know Thomas had a racing game on the Wii based on Hero of the Rails, but it's meant for fucking 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Literally, all you have to do is move the Wiimote. I'm talking about an actual game.
Yeah, which unfortunately is the flaw of most Thomas games, is they are meant for literal babies.
They're meant for little bobbies.
Yeah, you got the same problem that I have with the PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which means I'm a hypocrite for pointing out your flaws. Never mind.
But, you know, Thomas did air on PBS.
I was like, it's almost like it aired on PBS.
I could put it. He could be in there. He could be in there.
No, it's a cross-promotion. Like, the Thomas game gets PBS characters added in. And the PBS game gets Thomas scared.
Yeah, look, I was imagining that everyone has to ride in a cart, so Thomas is sitting in a cart driving.
No.
Not Thomas as a cart. No, Thomas in a cart.
Yeah.
No, what's fucked up? It's, like, it's Birdie.
That's funny.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so my number three. I'm doing...
It's not trains?
It's not trains, no.
Damn it.
Damn! I'm doing something... similar to what I've done in, I think, the fighting game character list, where I'm taking a franchise that hasn't gotten an entry in a while and doing my own little interesting twist on it, something that people wouldn't expect. I want a kart racer for PlayStation All-Stars.
They already have one.
Son of a bitch.
Do they?
Didn't they have PlayStation All-Star Racer? Wasn't that a thing on the PS4?
No.
Give me a sec.
No.
Halt the presses.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
I thought they did have one.
No.
Am I just having a vision of playing something that does not exist?
I think you are, because I don't
remember. It's not.
I thought they had an All-Star Racer. Okay, well, go ahead.
That's twice!
Universal, I looked up. PlayStation All-Stars, I didn't look up. That was from the old memory.
Yeah, no, it does. People want it, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing yet.
I thought there was one. Wow.
Hey, that's how we get uncarded.
That's what I think they should do from the... Especially since it's... Like, how long has it been? When did All-Stars come
2013.
Out? 2013. Yeah, it was 2013. It's been 11 years. There's been so much PlayStation that has happened since then. And so I just Thomas is looking at me like, has there been really?
Sure, there has been. What are you going to add?
What are you going to add?
Spider-Man as the kart racer.
I can see
the chick from Horizon Zero Dawn. That's getting a Lego game. That fucking franchise is an industry plant, I swear to God.
we've had the Astrobot. He could be in a cart.
Actually, yeah, that'd be adorable.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you see where I'm going. Yeah. So yeah, basically just play all the PlayStation characters in carts racing each
other. I mean, I do like the idea. I'm just being a dick. Because modern PlayStation is modern PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Really fucked me over. Hey, Thomas, you want Sly Cooper? Pay $3.99. He's DLC. Go fucking damn.
No, he's not DLC. It's a live service game. He's only available for a month, and if you miss him in that month, you can never have him again.
It's a pre-order bonus.
But not through every outlet. A pre-order bonus only through, like, Target.com.
Yeah, it's a pre-order bonus through Hastings, but Hastings don't exist anymore.
I was going to say the same thing.
Neither.
It took it right out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Neither does Sly Cooper.
Oh, that's sad. You made it sad.
Well,
you took a great thing I came up with.
Aside from
sad.
This, I swear, memory of playing PlayStation All-Star Racer, which must have been a hallucination or a dream. It was awesome in my dream, I guess. So it's going to be awesome in real life when they do make whatever your pitch is.
Hell yeah.
It's the fucking mass hallucination.
I swear. I swear.
Anyways. Look, I can make it real and then you'll have that memory back.
That's fair. Maybe I'm seeing the future.
Yes, you're seeing the future.
Ah. All right. Thomas, let's try to get this back on track. Give us our number two.
Chaos.
pitch us something that I'm going to swear that I've played.
If you've sworn you played this one, that's odd. But because I'm the only one who cares about this franchise. Not of this crew, I think, on the entire Earth. We did our Michael Bay list.
Yes.
And the Michael Bay list. It's on our Patreon.
Eventually,
yes. Or not at this point. I don't know. But in that, I pitch a franchise that, again, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who cares about. But I don't care. You kind of need to see it as a racing game. Give me Rescue Heroes.
Played that before. No, I'm kidding.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I know you haven't, because I think I'm the only one who knows what that goddamn franchise is.
That's fair enough. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think they've had a racing game. They have had, obviously, games.
Yeah, they've had games.
I mean, I guess, could have they have had, like, a computer flash game? Maybe, possibly, probably. But that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Although my idea, racing could obviously be a portion, but my idea is more racing the clock. My idea is that when you pick a rescue hero, admittedly, this might have already been done as well. I think it might have been. Whatever. I'm still pitching it. Fuck it. My idea is that it's more less racing other people, more racing the clock. The rescue heroes, they gotta rescue people. So What you'd be doing is you'd be going around, drifting through corners. Again, like a typical racing game, but instead of trying to be number one, you're trying to save people.
So I'm thinking it's kind of more like Crazy Taxi-ish.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi-ish, basically, but instead of, again, taking people to KFC or freeing people from burning buildings.
Okay.
Or maybe the bank's getting robbed and you got to drift there in time. Some dude's stuck up, some dude's stuck in the middle of a wildfire. You got to fly the plane there.
Oh, God, a hurricane.
Oof. Yeesh.
Tornadoes.
Yikes.
You got to pick Bill Paxton from Twister. What?
He's the DLC character.
He's the DLC.
Or no, who's the... Is it Glenn Howell? Is it the new one?
Glenn Howell's in the new one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Either one.
Yeah.
No, I would like to see more Rescue Hero stuff. It's kind of, it's a thing that still exists, but not as much as it used to.
Paw Patrol exists, and yeah. Paw Patrol is Rescue Heroes, but they saw cute dogs. The mad bastards in marketing. And like I said, I'm pretty sure a game like this exists. I think it's called Molten Menace. Could be wrong, but again,
you need a new version.
That was early PS1. Again, meant for little kids. I'm thinking something that would take a lot more challenge.
Mm-hmm. So. Where any age could play, but is also meant for a challenge.
I'm not suggesting, again, Twisted Metal Rescue Heroes. But.
I'm down. And no, I have not played that Rescue Heroes game, so you're good. My number two. As I think Thomas and I have both mentioned, this list was kind of hard coming up with different things. And this is my one that I want to see, but I haven't quite fully hashed out how it would be done. But I want a Star Trek racing game.
How did I know that was coming?
I don't know how you know, but I want to be able, again, something that is, again, you're dealing with space that is not in, you know, you're in multiple planes.
It's Mario Kart, but every track is Rainbow Road.
You know, there's that element, but I like the idea of kind of, you have an endpoint. There are lots of ways to get across the galaxy to get to it, or get across it, but you have to figure out. It's kind of in the same line of the Thomas game we're talking about, but like trying to pick your route and trying to race across.
What are they, shrinking the Enterprise down to the size of a cart?
No, in space.
What I'm kind of thinking of is, have you ever played like off-road racing games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that, where you have a destination, but it's up to you how you make your
path. Uh-huh. Kind of trying to figure out how you, and so everyone so can like be going different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, I could have suggested that.
Sitting there, you know, with, you know, you could just have, like, a setup and have bunches of starships, it doesn't matter, and they're flying through space and racing mm-hmm. them in a traditional racing game, and I would play it. But I kind of like the idea of, like, trying to figure out something a little bigger, like, that you could have 16 people playing, and there's 30 routes, and you kind of try to figure out the best route and for each ship, and there's a little more strategy going into it type mm-hmm. of thing. Because there's just lots of different, you know, different types of ship, what you're trying to use for it, whether you're more speed, maybe you're trying to, you know, okay, I can get around through this.
Maybe you know. It is something where there's attacks and you have mm-hmm. to decide, hey, are you going to transfer energy to the shields or am I going to go full booster, fuck it, we ball mode?
Mm-hmm. You know, there maybe is, you know, depending on which class you pick, maybe you're like, oh, there's the neutral zone. Oh, if I cross in that, I might be causing a war, you know? You know, like there's some fun strategy sort of things that could go through it that you could do, but I would just like to see a Star Trek racing game. I also would just like to see more Star Trek games, but...
What I'm wondering is, and this is coming from someone who knows, like, basically nothing about Star Trek, is that there's a lot of, like, different... generations of Star yes. Trek. Which one are you? You're pulling from all of them.
Yes.
Okay. Gonna have to pull some timeline shenanigans, I guess.
Of course.
All right then.
Look, you can always do it in Star Trek. Somebody can go in time travel and change all right, things.
We have the original timeline. We have the Kelvin timeline. Time for the Fahrenheit timeline.
Exactly.
I like how I brought up Off-Road Racer, and Mason was like, where I'm like, choose your own path, and Mason's like, yeah, like Burnout Paradise. You know what? My thought was, fucking. Monster Wheels.
Yep.
Monster Jam.
Yeah, you know. It's the same thing.
We all,
Monster
yeah.
Jam, it's not. Burnout Paradise.
No, it's not. Burnout Paradise is good.
This is up there in our most unhinged top five episodes, but we kind of figured it when we realized how difficult some of this list was.
Yeah, me and Sean looked at each other like, so you're a little spat too. Oh, God damn it.
All right, Mason, save us.
Okay, so going back to like...
Mason's like, have you watched Cats?
Spoilers for my honorable mentions.
No.
Guys, spoilers, please. No, I didn't do that. So
there are no carts. They're just
they're running
like cats.
Lord. All right. So going back to...
I mean, who's... I'm picking Dame Judi Dench.
So going back to my last entry, I'm just going to... Just barreling through that. In a similar vein, I went with another video game company with a plethora of characters that I think it would be fun to see them in a car racer altogether. And, they've been able to choose, like, some interesting characters to put in their crossover fighting game. So I'm curious to see who they would take from their long lineage of characters to put into a kart racing game. I want to see a Capcom kart. A cat kart, if you will.
Okay.
I want to see like Mega Man racing Phoenix Wright racing.
That's a funny joke. It's going to be all Street Fighter, Resident Evil, and fucking Monster Hunter characters. But no.
Chris Redfield's going to drive by and Redfield. Cap Phoenix Wright in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
But, you know, all of them racing, like, Nemesis, racing...
God, this needs to be, like, one of those silly, like, PlayStation kart racers. So you have Nemesis in a little kart.
Yeah. Who's the guy with the wife in his arm? With the claw? The grappling hook arm, and it's his wife.
Spencer from Bionic Commando?
Yeah, that. Isn't he in the Marvel vs. Capcom game?
Yes, but that's an odd pull.
That's all I know about him, but yeah, that he could be in there. He could use
not that being all you know about him. Spencer is an odd pull. Nobody's cared about the Bionic Commando reboot since it came out, and arguably not even then.
Can we just pause here and just... revel in the fact that Mason said the guy with the wife in his arm.
That's part of the story in the Bionic Commando remake. Is that his wife is in his arm?
Yes, it is. That was stupid. That game's actually fairly solid in my opinion, but that was stupid.
The guy with his wife in his arm. You didn't think about like what he looked like. No, it was because his wife was in his arm. Was your first thought?
Yeah, Mason's defense, he looks kind of generic.
But anyways, right. Yeah, but, you know, Capcom kart, I want to see that. I want to see, I want to see Arthur from the little knight guy.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, I want to see Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins racing, like, Zero and all these guys.
Best I can offer you is Street Fighter, Resident Evil, Monster Hunter, and we'll throw Mega Man in because we know people like Mega Man, but he might be DLC.
Fuck you.
Hi, I'm Capcom.
That's funny. People like Mega Man. Yeah, well, people like Mega Man. We'll throw in Bad Box or Mega Man.
Exactly.
Oh, it's sad. Oh, no.
Congrats. But, no, I would like to see Capcart.
No, yeah, I agree.
Come on. Like, that would be, that, like, the name, honestly, the name alone is so awesome. Like, Capcart, come on.
Any of these big studios that have been around for a while, I'm down for a kart racing game in almost any of them.
I don't know. You ever play Sega All-Stars Racing?
Yes. And, I had it on my DS.
that's a version to play.
It's the one I had.
Akira is his name from Virtual Fighter. Mm-hmm. His super in that game is jumping out of his car and punching it hard enough that it zooms
that
off.
It boosts,
it'd be hilarious if it was a Kuma or something doing that.
So yeah.
Chris Redfield or Leon, either one, their special's taking a rocket launcher and shooting the back of their car so it makes it go faster.
I'm just imagining
Chris is going to punch a boulder, and that's how he's going to go faster.
How's that going to help him? He's punching the boulder.
I'm imagining,
it always helps Chris Redfield to punch a boulder.
I'm imagining that Frank West's car is a modified shopping cart with an engine on it.
No, he's just push-brooming it.
It's like that bit from that VeggieTales episode where he's in the basket.
Yeah, he's just scooting it along. Frank West is the challenge mode.
Yeah, I can get behind it.
Mike Hagar is so big his elbows are like poking out of his windows.
All right. I know Thomas and I don't have honorable mentions. Mason, do you have any honorable mentions?
Oh, not so. I knew Thomas didn't. I didn't know.
No. We put our five in this list.
I have nothing.
No, yeah, I have.
He's like, don't worry, I got 47 honorable mentions.
I only have three. I didn't come up with a lot. But I can't. I put these as honorable mentions only because I think like the other ones I have, except for maybe the first one, have like some sort of a possibility of happening. These other two, I don't think they're ever going to happen, probably. So for my first honorable mention, there's a TikTok account that's around that is dedicated to modding VeggieTales characters into Mario Kart 8.
So you want VeggieCart?
I want VeggieCart.
Oh, Nintendo Jerry.
Yeah,
that guy. I want, it makes me want VeggieCart. It makes me want
dedicated. I've seen so many VeggieCart, like, mods, like, from all different types of Mario Karts. I've seen the 64 VeggieCart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, the 64 is done at the main project I think the guy has is Mario Kart 8. Mm-hmm. He's even making his own music for it, which is, like, the Mad Bastard.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some devotion. But, yeah, VeggieCart would be awesome. That's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
No. Well, no, that mod. That mod's going to be it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then going on pretty much, like, the exact opposite end of the spectrum here, Adult Swim Racing, I think would be really funny.
It's a complete opposite end of the spectrum in my first thought. I knew it was going to be something like Adult Swim, but my first thought was the opposite end of the religious film spectrum. Let's get the God's Not Dead Racing day, baby.
Lord, that'd be something. But yeah, I want to see like all the weird Adult Swim characters racing each other.
Okay, I can see that.
And then also because I brought it up earlier and it made these guys laugh. If you're not first, you're Last of Us.
The Last of Us kart racing.
Yes.
Mason's one good joke
that I didn't even make while we were recording.
Mason's like, my one regret in life. On his deathbed, it's going to be like my one regret is I didn't record that joke.
All right.
Well, now I have because I repeated it, but. I didn't say it the first time. Anyways.
All right. We have arrived. Our number one top franchise that we want a racing game.
This is a franchise that is still around, but it's not getting video games because it's a franchise that people are like, well, how would you translate it to video games? My argument is everything under the sun has gotten a racing game. It can get one too.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is fairly simple. It's inspired, it's not based on this franchise, but it's inspired of all things by the ending of the 90s Little Rascal movie. Give me a Peanuts car racer, where they're all making soapbox cars.
Yes, yes, yes.
I regret to admit that I had seen that Little Rascals movie.
Oh, I like that
movie. Oh, I've seen that movie, yeah.
I don't like it, but anyways.
It's
for those at home, Mason just got slapped.
In my defense, I my sister made me watch it a lot when I was a kid. So that may
have, take that back.
So
for
that
those wondering,
it on me.
Thomas rescinded the slap.
Mason's like, see, it still hurts, dickhole.
Anyways, but yeah, that would be really cool.
But yeah, no, my idea is that it's like my imagination, the plot would be that it's a race. Like, it's obviously it's a race. It's a big town-wide event. Obviously, no adults attend because it's Peanuts.
Wah-wah,
and
which is beep. Start your engine.
And
I imagine that's the countdown noise.
Wah-wah-wah-wah.
Well, when I say it like that, I sound like the fucking nematodes from SpongeBob.
Anyways.
But yeah, my idea is that all the kids in town are racing for a grand prize. The grand prize can be like $1 or something like that, like something stupid.
A whole quarter.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
It's a coupon for the therapy booth.
So Lucy's putting on the
Lucy's putting it on and she still competes because
it's a coupon for
instead of a nickel it's a penny.
Yeah,
because she realized how much money she's losing, so she had to compete to stop from it happening.
Exactly. That's kind of my idea is that instead of these high-tech cars, they're all just shitty soapbox cars.
I can get behind that. That'd be really fun.
But you still mod it like a Burnout game or a Need for Speed. But instead of like suspension being the actual gears, it's like these slinkies or whatever.
It makes me think of like this is a really deep pull. The Angry Birds car racer that was on the App Store for like a really short time.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, where they, like, the, all the cars start in slingshots, and they get slingshot downhill, and it's all going downhill as you're driving. That's what it makes me think of, is something like that.
Yes, so something like that. Obviously without the slingshot, because, I don't know, slingshots are trademarked by Angry Bird at this point.
Slingshots trademarted. Trademarted? Trademarked.
Trademartered? What did they die for? But yeah, no, that's just my idea, is... I just want – this was honestly the first one I came up with. It was my number five for a while, but the more I thought about it, this was the one I was most passionate about. The Thomas one, but that was because me and Sean had it in the same fucking place. Yeah, that's just an idea I have. It's a really simple game. You customize your card, but again, because they're little shitty soapbox cards, it doesn't mean that much. You choose your favorite Peanuts characters. Maybe make it like Double Dash, whereas there's two for one because someone has to be running behind it.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I could get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think A, Peanuts would really work for like a fun little cozy racing game that could be very competitive and very fun. So yeah, I like this.
That would be very, yeah, that would be, I'm surprised that hasn't been a thing already.
Well, because you're going to notice, if you're like me and you've gone down the Peanuts game rabbit hole, you're going to notice all of them are based on Snoopy except for like two. And those two are Japan exclusive.
Wow.
They're
just really big Peanuts fans over in Japan.
Yes.
Oh, wow. They love Peanuts over in Japan.
I mean, you know what? That makes sense the more I think about it, yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, all the Peanuts game. Another thing why I wanted it is all the Peanuts games are based off Snoopy. And don't get me wrong, I like Snoopy. Snoopy's a good boy. He's also a dick, but he's a good... He's
because
a good
they'd boy. End up probably making the racing game more around being the flying ace and chasing the Red Baron.
Yeah.
Which is already a game.
I was going to say, that's already a game. Apparently a good one, but I haven't played it myself. Again, just the idea of all the Peanuts characters racing around, being the cute kids, especially because I think the ad for that Franklin special came out fairly recently.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit where... Charlie Brown and Franklin are in a little soapbox car like that.
That's right, yeah.
And it's like, oh, see, there's some precedence for it. Like, it'd be kind of fun to see that. It'd be super charming. It'd be super cute. You know, give maybe again, make it like Double Dash. Maybe each one's partnered up. The items are, like, really shitty. Like, maybe you don't even have items, something like that. It's all based on maneuverability and speed. It doesn't really matter. It's just a fun idea.
Yeah, I can fully get behind it. I really like the idea of a Peanuts racing game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number one. So not that long ago, we put a certain vehicle into a tier list. And that is the Batmobiles. And I want just a Batmobile-based racing game where you get to race all the different Batmobiles.
So you want the arcade game, but instead of
just driving
missions, it's just a racing game. It's just a racing game. I want, you know, to be able to, you know, race the Tumbler versus 89. I want to be able to take, you know, Arkham versus the Batman, the TV show, or the Batman. Like, I want to be able to have, because there's so many Batmules.
You want to see which Joel Schumacher car is faster.
There's so many Batmobiles. They are all different and unique. And I just like the idea of just like you could throw in a couple other DC characters if you want to add a couple more different things. But like you could throw in the Batcycle if you want. You could throw in a couple of different things. But like there are so many Batmobiles.
There are so many.
We put them in a tier list and we didn't put all of them in a tier list.
No, because God forbid we'd be there still.
There are so many of them that I think it would just be really fun to be able to have a racing game just around all the Batmobiles and having them all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I just think it would be a good old time, and it'd be nice to have a Batman game that isn't Arkham. That's something different doing with Batman, and maybe in a different genre there that isn't as worried about, like, saving Gotham. Today he's racing to stop Riddler, or Riddler's putting on the race because it's a riddle. No, I don't know.
It'd be Batmite. Let's be real, it'd be Batmite.
I was going to say, if you're talking to all the Batmobiles from all the different dimensions, it'd be Batmite.
It'd be Batmite.
That's fair.
Man, God help the poor bastard that picks the tank from Dark Knight Returns.
God help the poor bastard that picks the Batman's car. It's just a car.
Yeah.
It might be
It's a cool car. It's just a car.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, honestly, you could have even more. Again, you're not going to get realistic simulation, but it can be more in that simulated racing style, like a little, like, kind of Need for Speed-esque.
I was thinking kind of Burnout-esque.
Especially
because, like, again, it's the Batmobile, so especially the Tumbler, you'd be driving through fucking buildings or something.
Yeah, so I would really like
Thank
just...
Thank God we're in the abandoned building district.
Exactly! That's what everyone needs, the abandoned building district.
I'm surprised you didn't suggest a Dragon Cart.
I thought about it, and there's basically no way that I think would be good or I'd want it.
Interesting.
I just realized none of us said Power Rangers anyway.
That was one that I thought about, but I don't know enough about Power Rangers.
That's fair. I just, again.
Well, the thing is, only like some Power Rangers series are vehicle based, so I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, so never mind. Batmobiles. All right, Mason. Blow us all away with your number one.
Close us out.
Speaking of franchises, only one of us care about to end us out.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
Rock Band, baby.
No, it's not that. Although I did actually legitimately think about that, but
Are you fucking serious?
I couldn't, like, rationalize it. I couldn't think of how it would work to work.
Oh boy, my favorite kart racing character, Billy Joel.
A lot of mascot racers that we've gotten, Mario Kart, Sonic and Sega, Hello Kitty, they've all been based on mascots that are fairly old at this point. Oh my God. And I was thinking, what is like the modern video game mascot mascot type characters that would be perfect for a kart racer? And it's the characters that I see all over the place in video game stores, in clothing stores, all over the place. I would like to see Five Nights at Freddy's cart, a FNAF cart.
Yep, that's the one only one you care about.
Yeah, I called it, didn't I?
I mean, I have some connection to that, so.
Yeah.
Boy, the second graders that love that are just going to be insufferable.
Well, hold on. FNAF is a 10-year-old franchise now. They're probably, what, seventh graders by now?
No, you do not. Mason, I've worked in a school. The second graders, that's their obsession.
That's fair. That's fair, but I think they would lend themselves. You can honestly go like, you could go super cartoony, or you could go like super creepy and dark with it. I think.
Look, honestly, for shits and giggles, I think it'd be funny.
Right?
It'd be great.
Would you make it a kart racer, or would you like? Because I'm thinking like the bumper cars have gotten off of like at a play place like that.
I was thinking more kart racer, and it could like.
I guess you do have kind of like now in modern kind of those areas, you do have kart racing tracks and arcades.
Yeah, and it could either be based off like the art style from the RPG FNAF world, which I know a lot of people don't really like that game, but the one thing that I gave it is like I really like their super stylized cartoony art style.
Don't worry, it's an RPG, so it'll be the only FNAF game Sean likes.
Yeah, buddy.
Or it could honestly like take the models straight from the games and put them in carts. I think that would be funny.
See, because I'm thinking, like, it'd be very funny if you were going through the items and it's like, oh, that's a pizza you can throw. that's a human skull. Like,
that's the soul of a child.
Oh, yeah, that's
Matthew Lillard.
Just throwing child souls all over the place. Yeah. That's what I think. I think that would lend itself really well to it. And, you know, honestly, if you wanted to make it like a big whole crossover thing, you could do like a mascot horror racing game. You can throw in Bendy. You can throw in the Puppy Playtime crew. You can throw, you make it a whole big thing.
I like how you only brought up those two because you're like, I don't care about any others.
I couldn't think of any others, to be honest.
None of the others are worth it. I'm kidding. I don't have any connection to most of them. No, I, like I said, I do have some connection to FNAF, and the more Mason was talking about it.
I'm no.
Yeah, no, that'd be funny.
I think it would be, legitimately would be a good idea. Like, I don't care about FNAF at all, but legitimately that would be a good idea and a good selling idea. And would I think... It? Considering the amount of kind of the games are a little bit the same.
Yeah.
Little samesy, you'd be, again, trying something a little different in the franchise.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I kind of want it.
Yeah, right. Right.
Just for comedy's sake.
Because, you know,
just big old Freddy Fazbear, who's canonically like 500 pounds, like his cart's grinding against the floor.
It's, you know, the it's a new studio behind FNAF right now, but they're known, like, the FNAF franchise is known for having a joke, having a laugh every once in a while.
Well, that's why I do.
It'd be a laugh, and it could be a legitimately great game.
Well, that's why I do respect it in some way. On FNAF tangents, that's why I respect it, is it is capable of laughing at itself. But no, a FNAF kart racer, that'd be kind of fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it could be like, have you ever seen that FNAF SFM fight scene that goes viral every once in a while? Where it's like, why does it go so hard? It could be that kind of thing. Like, why does this go kind of hard for a car
racer?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like it. Well, there are our top five. It was an adventure. A fever dream in my case. We had trains. We had monsters. We had mascots.
We had fake games.
But what do you guys think? What would be your top five or just your number one? Let us know. Drop an email at bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That is bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Or, you know, if you want us to play a racing game or any other game, you can make us do that by subscribing over on our Patreon, patreon.com/whatthebleep, and subscribing to our Super Bleephead tier, $15 a month, and you can make us play a game. We'll do it. And, yeah, this thus concludes the racing games of Season 3. Get ready. We're going to end on some pretty good stuff, so tune in for our next few. Burn it.